Listening in to us around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from those great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And also on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We want to thank them for having our program on that represents literally thousands and thousands of police and soldiers who love God and love freedom, and are working with us to try to return our nation back under God and the constitutional system that we're supposed to be under. And we have up here in these great Rocky Mountains at our headquarters two police and military associations, Police and Military Against the New World Order, which is our website. By the way, if you'd like to go to our website, it is www.policeandmilitaryagainstthenewworldorder.com. And you put a dash between each word, police dash and dash, military dash, and so forth. Or it's just as easy to put Jack McLam, MC, capital LAMB, .com. And you will come up to our website. I had a guy that was holding my website, or my name, captive for years. And I couldn't have JackMcLam.com. And so finally, we checked here, about 8 months ago, and he had released my name. He wanted me to pay him money to get my name back. And so we were able to get JackMcLam.com, and that's much easier than putting police and military against the New World Order in the web search engine. But anyway, folks, it's good to be back with you tonight, and we're hearing from more and more of our soldiers out there and police officers, and they're sending us materials that we want to share with you. Very important. Our articles and information and reports. Here's a report I'm looking at here from we've received part of this before, and I've given out some of it to you before, but I think I want to go over this. Is a little more extensive. I want to share this with you because you should know these things. And once again, it's come in from our friend Brian Herring, and the information is on the U.S. military reports. The high death rates exposed are not exposed, that is. Okay, so we're going to share with you the high death rate of our American soldiers when we return. And it is really something, folks. I'm looking here at a picture of literally many, many American coffins in a, looks like a large cargo plane, C-130 probably. And with soldiers standing around. We'll be right back after this break.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program. I'm reading this report from our dear friend Brian Herring. And he's talking about that he's got the DOD casualty list, but he can't publish it in America. So he's working on publishing it out of the country, and he's talking to his attorneys on how to do this. I don't know what the deal is, but evidently they won't allow him to publish the actual Department of Defense list of casualties. But he says here that the DOD list currently being very quietly circulated indicate that over 9,000 are dead and over 24,000 are injured at this time. He says he can't publish it in our country, working with his attorneys to publish it elsewhere. I have a copy of the official DOD casualty list, and I'm alphabetizing it with the reported date of deaths following. Let's see, if people who do not see their loved one's name are requested to inform their congressman, their local paper, us, and other concerned people as soon as possible. They don't see their loved one on there. They're supposed to get a hold of him. Let's see, the government gets away with these huge lies because they claim falsely that only soldiers actually killed on the ground in Iraq are reported. The dying and critically wounded are listed as en route to military hospitals outside the country. And by the way, if you are killed off the battlefield, if you're picked up in a Huey or picked up in a chopper and flown out of there, once you're in the air and you die, you're not listed as killed in action. You know, that's how they're getting away with these low reports, because so many of the guys, as you know, brothers and sisters, have been in the military, die en route to the hospital or once they get to the military hospital. And so a lot of shenanigans going on, folks, and I know we're going to hear more about this from Brian and others who we've heard from, too, who are actually there on the C-130s and so forth, transporting the body bags and the caskets of our dear brothers and sisters who have perished over there. Keep in mind, too, that about 25% to 30%, as we've said before, are illegal aliens today serving in American uniforms. And when they die, they're not counted at all. So it's, once again, lie after lie after lie. I'm happy to report that we've received this report, another report from Stan Golf. He's a retired Special Forces and Ranger. He used to work for Delta Force for years and years. And he's written a fine article here on loyalty. And you have to, it's written to his fellow soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq. I want to share it with you here. I have to take a little bit more time to change some of his words that I can't use on the air, because he's a soldier like I knew when I was in the military, and like many police officers I worked with, every paragraph he wants to use a certain word that we don't want to read over the radio airwaves out here. But Stan Golf is a good American, a fine soldier for many, many years. And here's what he has to say to his fellow troops today in Afghanistan and Iraq. He says, I was a soldier for most of the time between 1970 and 1996. I signed on my retirement from 3rd Special Forces in Fort Bragg. I had also served in 7th Special Forces on 3 Ranger assignments with Delta for almost 4 years, as a Cavalry Scout for a while, and in the 82nd Airborne Division as an infantryman. I started my career in Vietnam with 173rd Airborne Brigade. I thugged around in 8 different places in East Asia, Latin America, and Africa, where I pointed guns at people. Like you and I was an instrument of, like you, I was an instrument of American foreign policies controlled then and now by the rich. In the course of that career, I heard everything you have ever heard and felt, everything you have felt about loyalty. Tricky thing, this loyalty word. Nowadays, when I talk with some of you and when I hear conversations recorded with you, I hear many who have very serious reservations about these wars of occupations we're in today. I had more than reservations from the get-go about Iraq and Afghanistan, and I opposed them as hard as I could, and so did millions of other people around the world. But the brain-dead pieces of excretion in the White House, who is legally your boss, and all his handlers, including Vice President Dick Halliburton Cheney, who sent you to do this thing anyway, they talked themselves into believing this would be a piece of cake. A cakewalk is the term they used. They surrounded themselves exclusively with others who echoed what was already on their minds, and they punished and vilified and isolated anyone who told them what they didn't want to hear, because they made up their minds to conduct these invasions years before the attack of September 11th, in which Iraq's role was exactly nothing. Well, they figured now was their chance to conduct a redisposition of the old Cold War military into their new plan to build permanent bases in Southwest Asia. Like we told you before, folks, 14 permanent bases going into Iraq today. We are not leaving there. They're lying when they tell about the pullout plan of extraction. And, let's see, the last one was October 2006. We're going to start pulling troops out. Baloney. But anyway, back to our brother's report here. He says, if I have my way, would issue the whole sniveling, manicured lot of them, meaning our politicians, their assault rifles, put them aboard an Air Force transport, tighten the leg straps on their static line parachutes, and boot their sorry rear ends, I will say, out from 800 feet right over the middle of Ramadi, where they could drop their harnesses in the street and explain democracy to the locals. But that's just ranting, because I do so despise them. I hate people who get away with stuff, I'll say, just because they have money and power. And I hate people who sacrifice the lives of others to amplify or protect that power. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know by now, that what generation after generation has learned the hard way. When the rich start their wars, it's not the rich who get sent to fight them. Yeah, a few go get their time in as part of putting together a political career, like he's talking about jet jockeys, like old McCain, liar, treasonous scumbag John McCain is one of the guys like he's talking about, so that they can run for president and senator and so forth. But we say, we know who does the heavy lifting. It ain't the rich kids. And in these conversations that many of you have had with me and thousands of other people, we hear you say more and more often, now that you know this war is wrong, but that you have to do your job because you're loyal to your buddies. Remember that word, buddies. Because you feel that you have to go back them up, your buddies. Because if you don't go, someone else will have to back up your buddies. And I respect that sentiment. But I have to challenge this loyalty thing, and I do it out of respect for you because I care about you. He's talking to his fellow soldiers now deployed in these wars for oil and wars for Israel up there in Afghanistan and Iraq right now. He says, I care about you, and because my own son is back there for his second go-around in Iraq and Afghanistan, he's talking about. A young friend of mine, Patrick Resta, who recently returned from Iraq and who is now a member of an organization called Iraqi Veterans Against the War, recently told me, and I quote, my platoon sergeant tried to get us to violate the Geneva Convention, and when we resisted, he threatened us with punishment. Our platoon sergeant said that the Geneva Convention doesn't exist in Iraq, and that is in writing at the brigade level. Well, you know this is a bunch of bull pucky, I will say. And if you didn't know, let me give you a news flash about some, not all, but some of the military lifers, and this is coming from a military lifer myself. Some of them are dumber than dog poo. It's hard to read, folks. Some of them are saying things when they don't have the foggiest friggin' idea what they are talking about. Some of them will say any darn thing to get you to do what they want you to do. But then again, there was a memorandum that came down that suggested the Geneva Convention was void in Iraq. That didn't come from brigade level. It came from that so-and-so George W. Bush's office. And that's a lie. That's why they sat there in front of Congress before they made the author of that memo into the Attorney General of the United States get your head around that and denied it that they meant it and denied that they meant it. Okay, but it was a lie. You do not have to follow illegal orders ever. Let me read that again. You do not have to follow illegal orders ever. All of our soldiers and police officers out there listening, listen to this soldier. Under any circumstances, he said, and you are bound by international law. You should also be bound by what you know is right, by your sense of plain common decency and common sense. Like Kevin Benderman right now, Sergeant Benderman's being court-martialed because he said no to going back, killing non-combatants, women, children, men. Said he wouldn't do it anymore. So that's what this soldier's talking about here. We'll take a break. We'll be right back, and I'll finish up this letter from one soldier to fellow soldiers now in the field in Afghanistan and Iraq. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Your own peace of mind for the rest of your your life. I'm telling you that you do not owe them or anyone else that kind of loyalty. They know that many of you know that you were sent to do this thing for a pack of lies about weapons of mass destruction and mushroom clouds going to be over New York City, phony Al-Qaeda connections, and then when that all fall apart, you know what they came up with? Well, we're there delivering democracy at gunpoint. I told you this guy knows what he's talking about. So they know that many of you can't stay committed to this violent occupation out of loyalty to that gang of thugs in Washington, D.C., who are busy every day at home undermining the same Constitution you swore to protect and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. They know that you know that plenty of officers are out there trying to get new fruit salad medals on their Class A uniforms and bucking for promotion by risking your sorry rear ends, I will say, on pointless glory patrols, so they know that you can't rely on the loyalty of many of you to the chain of command anymore either, he says. Who do they have to go, or where do they have to go with this? Then after all, what do they tell you? Well, now they're telling you, they're talking to you about the buddy thing, selling you on the buddy thing, he says. You get out of your Humvee. You face those IEDs together as loyal buddies. You get out there and ransack people's houses in the middle of the night and make their babies cry together as buddies. You get out there and set up roadblocks without Arabic signs or interpreters and get into the situations where you are tense and don't know, and you shoot up that car and kill parents and children in front of the children. And you have to live with that the rest of your lives together because you are loyal buddies. You get out there and lose life, limb, and eyesight, face mental and physical ailments for the rest of your lives together as an act of loyalty to your buddies. That's the pressure you have on you today. Cover your buddies. And for some of you, go to Iraq so someone else doesn't have to take your place. But let's look at the bigger picture here. And for that, I'll take you back to Vietnam for a moment, before many of you were born. We heard the same bull then, almost verbatim. And what do you know, what one of the main contributing factors was for getting us out of the war? He's asking a question. We quit being good soldiers, he says. The United States military got to the point where it was no longer an effective fighting force because U.S. soldiers quit taking orders. I remember of all the fragging of officers over there, folks. We haven't gotten to the point yet in Iraq and the other nations yet to this point, but I remember it very well. I think that's what he's talking about here. We weren't an effective fighting force because U.S. soldiers quit taking orders. It got to a point where an officer who was using his men's bodies to chase medals might find himself on the wrong end of a Claymore mine. Ah, there we go. And I'm not advocating that again in these wars, and I hope we can stop this before it goes that far. The other thing many soldiers did was become part of the political resistance at home. They looked at this question of looking out for their buddies and for fellow soldiers in the short term by staying in a barbaric and immoral war. And they realized that the best thing they could do for their buddies, not as soldiers but as human beings, was to enlist in the opposition to the war and bring it to an end as soon as possible. In the process, many of them discovered that it took a lot more endurance and a lot more courage to oppose the war than it did to demonstrate that macho bull stuff they were expected to display as they continue to do terrible things to those human beings whose country we were occupying. We'll finish this out and then we'll take some calls here, folks. Just hang with me here. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Pain. Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Well, I think I've hit a hot button tonight. I don't know, but the calls are pouring in. I've got to get through this letter and open the phone lines up here. Anyway, let's go back to our brother Golf here, who definitely knows what's going on. He says here, after all this, and by the way, Paul, I need something in here when I read these letters from our soldiers and police officers to, when I come to a certain word that I can't use on the air, I need to have something like a little, something like that to blink that out. Yes, if you're around a group of soldiers or police officers, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, he says here, here's how you can exercise a deeper loyalty to the troops, your buddies, there now, and to all those who will continue to go as long as this obscenity continues. He says, do everything you can to stop the war. It's immoral and it's unlawful. Question every order. And remember, he's talking to his fellow officers here, fellow soldiers, rather. Question every order, and base those questions on the Geneva Convention and the laws of land warfare. Let them see you keeping a journal, a log, of their orders and your experiences. Oh boy, that'll make you popular. Send your stories home in letters. Open up discussions about the legitimacy of the war when you're in your billets, even if it does spark controversy. Spread around information you get about the war from sources other than those loudmouth news mannequins at Fox News Network. And he even knows about the fair and balanced Fox News Network, which, of course, is a totally controlled entity just like all the rest. He says, and email your letters of your anonymous membership in the Iraq Veterans Against the War organization. That's an organization I'm not aware of, but it's the Iraq Veterans Against the War. We'll have to look that up. He says, the day this war stops and they put the last of you on an airplane home is when you will never again have to smell that fresh blood smell that stays in your head for hours after you've loaded some of your buddies on stretchers or rolled them into a big Ziploc bag, a body bag he's talking about. The day will come when you will all pull out, because this is a losing proposition from the outset, but Bush and his crew were too stupid to know it. The best thing is that this war of occupation ends sooner or later, and as an exercise of loyalty to your own conscience, of loyalty to those who are there, and those who may well go there, and loyal to the principles of human decency, you can find ways to hasten that day. You can find ways to bring closer the day when the Iraqis can get on with the business of taking control of their own destiny, and you and your buddies can sleep in security and comfort in your own homes, play with your children, make love with your partners, and walk down familiar streets once again, unencumbered by the rattle luggage of war. If bringing this day closer for all of you is a goal, how much more loyal can you be than that? Yours for walking unencumbered, yours for walking unencumbered, Stan Golf, U.S. Army retired. Well, hooray for Stan Golf. He said it like a lot of us would like to say it. He said it pretty doggone well. He's written a number of books, author of The Hideous Dream, A Soldier's Memoir of the U.S. Invasion of Haiti, Full Spectrum Disorder is another book he's written. He's retired from the United States Army. By the way, you can go to his website. Go to Stan Goff, StanGoff.com. That's Stan, Stan, Goff, GOFF.com. Okay, let's go to the phone line, see who's there. Thomas in Virginia. Thomas, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you. I sent you an email. Did you get it?
I don't know, Thomas. I get about 200 a day.
Well, yeah, I wrote
it. When did you send it, Thomas?
Yesterday after your show.
Okay, it'd be the 21st then. And what would be the handle?
I wanted to appreciate, you know, you and Alex and John and all you guys. I just graduated from Falwell's Liberty University.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And I'm 32, though, actually, so, you know, I've seen a lot of stuff. And I just got a degree in psychology, and the Iraq War woke me up completely, you know. Now I would say I'm pretty well versed in stuff, and you know, I call into the local talk show, neocon station here, you know, and argue with them and try to bring stuff up, you know. But
well, that's really tough, isn't it?
Yeah. Thomas? Oh yeah. I mean, Lynchburg's a very, you know, Bush city, you know, or town.
It sure is.
And, you know, in the last 2.5 years on campus, you know, I try to wake students up. I say stuff in class sometimes. I talk to the professors, head of departments, you know, about 9/11, sir.
Yeah, it's a wonder your grades haven't suffered from that, Thomas.
Well, it's a wonder I graduated. Well, you know, when I walked across the stage, Jerry Falwell's hand was the last hand he shook, and they took a quick picture for whatever reason. And when I was there for about the 5 seconds I had, I was like, we need to discuss the New World Order. And he gave me a very piercing look and said that wasn't appropriate. And then, you know, I walked off. And I've emailed his pastoral account and everything, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's sad, you know, if you could get someone like that, you know, to wake up to 9/11 and the horror of this Illuminati and, you know, this war and all of, you know, how everything's turned out, you know, and
yeah.
the
well,
Patriot think, Act, police state society. You know,
I don't think, Thomas, I don't think he's that stupid. I think he knows what's going on. It's just he's chosen a side, you know, and he's got to stick to that side. I wrote a letter I met in person, probably the most well-known, well, let's say the second most well-known and listened to on the radio religious man in America. And I listened to his speech that day and went up, shook his hand and thanked him and told him that he didn't have to hide. If he'd give that same message to his 3/4 million people, or I don't know how many million people a day that listened to him on radio, that he could change this nation. And he told me when he wrote me back, he said he couldn't do it because he'd lose too much money for his organization. So I think these guys know what's going on, Thomas, but they've made certain decisions based on, reasons that I don't think are very scriptural, if I wanted
to be
very
clear. Well, I don't either. Just this whole war and just the way everything is coming about, and just the stuff I've learned over the last 2.5 years of just doing solid reading, research, listening to you guys, watching videos and stuff. I mean, and it's just, you know, my father, I'm from South Carolina, and he's a political insider, so I have ideas, and he's quite aware of what's going on. He was involved in Rhodesia and South Africa and stuff.
Okay, he knows.
And he was, he was one of the two or three people that kept the Confederate flag atop the State House as long as it did before Beasley took it down, and he got Beasley booted out. I mean, he told the man, you're not going to be governor anymore, and that's what happened. And my parents, you know, very much, because my mother's from Nazi Germany. She grew up, she's from Nuremberg, you know, he met her when he was in the military. And it blows me away because the way Americans just don't care. I mean, I talk to a lot of people and spend a lot of time, you know, doing this. You know, I don't make money. I'm not rich at all. I have a college degree and got a crappy job.
Thomas, let me tell you, more people are waking up all the time, and I want to say thank you, Lord, for Thomas being doing what you're doing to try to wake people up. I need to go to other callers, Thomas.
Yes.
But listen, I hope you'll call back again. You make some very valid points, okay?
All right, you do an awesome job,
all right.
And God bless you and your wife, and I hope she gets better, sir.
Thank you so much, Thomas. God bless.
You have a good evening.
Okay. All right. Good night. Now, let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, there's more McGlams in North Carolina than anywhere in the country.
I didn't know
if you knew that or not. More McGlams. Jack McGlam.
Oh, really?
You know, I went till I was almost 45 years of age before I ever met another McGlam, and then I went to the web and started looking on the web, and my goodness gracious, there were McGlams all over North Carolina and South Carolina, so I'm kind of partial to that area, but I've never gotten down there and met all those people. So welcome to the program, Renee.
Well, I'm a transplant. Drew and I are from the same state.
Oh, really?
Yeah, two Cajuns.
Two Cajuns. Okay. That's some good people.
So, the thing is, your show's been real good tonight, Jack. You really have hit the mark. You know, these military men, if they don't see that you're their best friend, they're so brainwashed, I don't know if they'll ever come out of it.
A lot of them are, Renee. A lot of them are waking up. Praise God. It's about time.
I know. And you know, because I look at people like you that have been in this for so long, and because I haven't been awake as long, I'm going, how do they keep doing this? How have they done this so long? Because, you know, it can really wear on your emotions and wear on you mentally. And that's why, how can I say, because I do know it's so hard. You know, we do feel so powerless. You know, a government that doesn't listen to us, and there's so little we can do. And so whenever I find a little something we can do, I want to share it. And this is what I ran across today at the commondreams.org website. There's
Common
an article. Yeah, commondreams.org. There's an article by Jeff Cohen. I like him. He used to be on MSNBC for a while, and he established that Fair Media Watch group. And he has an article. See, I didn't know this. Little things you don't know. Apparently, Citgo Gasoline is a Venezuelan company, and there are 14,000 Citgo gas stations in the U.S. They even have a deal where you can click on this Citgo.com. They have a station locator where if you put your zip code in, it'll even tell you where the stations are in your area. Because you see, if we support Citgo Gas, which is owned, the profits go to Venezuela and Hugo Chavez instead of Saudi Arabia, because I prefer Hugo Chavez is trying to help his people, and I'd prefer to send my money there than to Saudi Arabia and that little Saudi prince holding hands skipping across the lawn with Bush. okay?
Yeah.
Because as a woman, I'm insulted that my president, with the way they oppress women in Saudi Arabia, making them wear those beekeeper suits.
That's right.
And my president is holding hands with that son of a gun.
Yeah, he might be sweet on him. He might be sweet on him, you know. After all, the Saudi runs around in a dress, you know.
Yeah.
Might be, you know.
Exactly. So the thing is, this is a way we could kind of send a message just by changing gas stations, and we can help Hugo Chavez, which, you know, Bush, they don't like him, okay? So in other words, if people just, if you can go to commondreams.org or whatever, and like I say, if you just put in, like, sick go in Venezuela and Google, it pops up the third thing right now.
Okay.
And if people just, you know, if we send our profits to Venezuela instead of Saudi Arabia, something simple like that. It kind of can feel kind of empowering if you do a little thing.
Yeah. That's right, Renee. That's right. Well, listen, hon, thanks for sharing that with us.
Okay.
And you just call back anytime. I appreciate your input, okay?
Okay.
All right. God bless you now. Let's go to Mike in Maryland. Mike, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, thank you. Great show as always. It's a very, very enlightening letter you read. This happened to me approximately about a year or so ago.
Yeah.
I was talking to this well-educated young man from Pakistan who obviously comes from a well-to-do family. And he looked at me because, you know, I was mentioning the war in Iraq. I was against the war in Iraq. He turned around and his eyes looked at me like laser beams. And he said, there are far more casualties in Iraq and Afghanistan than the average American realizes.
Yes.
And he mentioned the name of his best friend, and I can't think of the name, but his father was high up either in the government or in the royal family or something. He mentioned his name. He said, he told me they had makeshift morgues, I think in Pakistan, maybe in Afghanistan as well, where they have hundreds and he said thousands of bodies waiting to be airlifted somewhere.
Wow, my goodness.
And that was over a year ago. He says there's thousands more casualties than people realize. And I've been hearing this from you and other sources as well, that there's anywhere from 7,000 to 10,000 more dead than what they've said. And they can't keep that a secret forever. And, I mean, if that's true, and I'm a natural skeptic, and I'm willing to believe, especially after listening to you, that that's highly probable, if not true. And
well, we've heard this from probably 25 sources since the beginning of the year, and many of these people have been there, boots on the ground, and seen the bodies and the body bags and all, who have actually worked in handling these bodies. So we don't doubt that it isn't right. I don't know what the exact count is, but it's in the thousands, that's for sure.
Well, and if this, and the truth has to come out, no matter what, no matter how bad it is. I mean, it was bad enough if we knew about it from the get-go, but if we did, I would dare say the opposition to the war would be much greater than the 52% that it is now. And let me ask you a question. If this comes out, and I pray to God that it does, do you think that that would be the tipping point that would raise the hackles of this narcoleptic population to finally do something and to get us out of this ungodly war? Do you think that would finally do it for us?
Well, I think what we've got to look at is, of course, God's in control, and their evil plans don't always work out because Lord can stop them from doing something. But remember, Mike, that all Bush has to do is another horrible, horrible terrorist attack on America if he gets his little rear end in a vice. And the American people will die by the thousands, probably hundreds of thousands. And he will say, see, I told you we were right. We've got to have more bodies to throw at these evil, evil Arabs and Muslims. So that's the problem we're having. If, you know, Bush, they're talking about impeaching Bush now. They're talking about his poll numbers dropping and dropping and dropping. Well, all they have to do is to commit a horrendous terrorist attack on America like they did on 9/11.
Except it'll be 10 times worse.
Everybody will get lockstep together and say, hooray for Bush. We've got to have our girls and boys in the draft, and we're bringing the draft. We're going to give him our boys and girls. over to Moloch to be sacrificed in these wars for these international crime families. That's the sad state of affairs. But, Mike, God's in control. And so, and also I might say, Mike, that it is wonderful to see how many people are waking up to the fact that they believe the government was at least complicit in 9/11 or knew about it ahead of time and didn't tell anybody. Oh, my goodness, very big percentage of the people are waking up to this fact today. And so they may get a little bit nervous about trying to pull off another one and see if they get the good benefits they got out of the one for the 3,000 dying there in that in New York and area. You know, so
yeah,
anyway,
well,
Mike, we're coming up on our final break here, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have something else to say, or did you want to drop off?
There's a day that goes by that I don't mention the GCN or RBN network or hand out a tape of Joyce or Dave or Alex Jones.
Praise the Lord, Mike. Thank you for being on the battlefield, brother. It's a pleasure to serve with you. God bless you. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after
this. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the program. We're in the last few minutes here, and I just want to tell you something, and I hope, I think it's Thomas down there in Virginia who called in. And, you know, our biggest problem in America is Christians believing things that are not true. And my goodness gracious, is that evident in our churches today. But, Adam Weishaupt, professor of Germany's Ingolstadt University, he's the one that founded the Order of the Illuminati May 1st, 1776. Now, this man designed the very plan of world domination that's still in use today to enslave the whole world's masses. Now, as Christians, we see this as the Antichrist world government system that the Scriptures talks about. But here is one of his quotes that talks about how easy it is to con Christians of his day. Remember, this is 1776, and it hasn't changed today, folks. He smugly reflects on conning the gullible Christians of his days by saying this: "The most wonderful thing of all is that the distinguished Lutheran and Calvinist theologians who belong to our order really believe that they see in it, the Illuminati, the true and genius sense of Christian religion. O mortal man, is there anything you cannot be made to believe?" And I tell you, we know that Pat Robertson is a 33rd degree Mason, and I've heard through our grapevine here, I don't know if it's documented, that Jerry Falwell is too, but a lot of our ministers today and our deacons and others are involved in these secret societies that proclaim to be Christian organizations. I have a uncle of mine that's a 33rd degree Freemason himself, and he swears up and down it's a Christian religion. Well, I don't believe he's telling me the truth, because once you get up that far, you know you're not worshiping Christ at all. But back a few years beyond 1776, this was a quote that's one of our favorites here as police and military, because we have such a tyrant in office today. Listen to this quote: "A tyrant must put on the appearance of uncommon devotion to religion. Subjects, that is you and me, folks, are less apprehensive of illegal treatment from their ruler, who they consider to be God-fearing and pious." And some of you have heard me read this before, so you know that that was a little bit far back from 1776. It was actually Aristotle that said that in 343 B.C. Is there anything new under the sun, folks, when it comes to Luciferian control of the people of the world? I don't think so. I don't think so. Well, folks, we'd love to have you go to our website, Police and Military Against the New World Order, and also, folks, our website at PatriotPoliticiansLeadWars.com. PatriotPoliticiansLeadWars.com. And find out how we can get together on the left and the right of the political spectrum to stop the draft, the coming draft. It's PatriotPoliticiansLeadWars.com. Try .org, too, if you can't get .com. But anyway, there is a way to stop it. It's coming. It's on the way. Bush has to have the draft. They've got to get the women, the girls and the boys by the millions, because he's going to war with Syria and Iran and Saudi Arabia. Well, not Saudi Arabia right now, but Lebanon and so forth. And then maybe one day they will take off after the Syrians, because they are on Israel's hit list, too. Okay? And so, anyway, go to our website. Let's stop that draft before it even starts, okay? PatriotPoliticiansLeadWars.com or .org. And I guess that's about it for today, folks. Hope that you have a great day. Oh, remember, too, I'll be traveling the next few days. And so we hope to have a guest host on with us tomorrow or Friday. And just pray for me and my bride. I'll be back with my bride again. I'm looking forward to that in a couple days down there in Indiana, as we're going in to see about her cancer treatments. So pray for us. We appreciate it. God bless all of you. Have a great evening. Don't forget, this old cop loves
you.
Can
we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.